Right is right, and wrong is wrong. And a body ain't got no business doing wrong when he ain't ignorant and knows better. With that homey bit of wisdom from Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn, I begin today a brief exploration of the realm of personal ethics. That phrase, personal ethics, or code of ethics, seems almost quaint in the context of this hard-edged modern world that we live in. A glance at the news on any given day reveals many breaches of common ethics. Many public figures these days are caught with their hands in the metaphorical cookie jar, and the press loves outing them. Baseball players bulking up on steroids, politicians caught accepting bribes, swinging illicit deals, cheating on their spouses. The stories go on and on. You can find them daily. Few, if any, of our heroes, even from past ages, are saints, as we discover when relentless biographers dig into their lives. Our heroes are found to have clay feet, flaws, and failings in one way or another. For instance, we know from DNA analysis now proven that Thomas Jefferson had at least one child by his slave, Sally Hemings. And we've heard that Mahatma Gandhi mistreated the women in his life, and that Martin Luther King plagiarized somewhat in his doctoral dissertation. We've heard all these things. Although these flaws don't really make our heroes completely unethical people, they do point to their fallibility as human beings. We all stray at times from the code of ethics that we try to live by. As St. Paul admitted in his letter to the Romans, "I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep doing." We can all relate. How do we know what the good is? Most of us, I would say, have internalized a sense of ethical behavior from our culture, although we may not be able to easily recite a list of the ethical codes that we try to live by. Religious traditions from the Navajo to Buddhism to Islam to Christianity prescribe codes for ethical treatment of others. In our Western Judeo-Christian society, we have inherited a sense of right and wrong from ancient codes, the Egyptian Code of Hammurabi, which was a precursor to the Hebrew Ten Commandments, and the Christian principle of agape, selfless regard for others. We've also inherited in our culture today Enlightenment ideals derived from the exercise of reason, which affirm the worth and dignity of the individual, so much a part of our Unitarian Universalist sensibility. The simplest definition of ethics is the way in which we should treat others. Perhaps the core ethical code is the nearly universal golden rule, stated in many forms in the different world religions, as the children's story illustrates. In addition to religious culture, religious history, and human reason, there may be something even more basic to the human being that leads us to construct ethical codes for behavior toward others. Perhaps, as some scientists have proposed, there is an altruism gene. There is something built into us. I believe this. Something inside us can experience the joy and the pain of another. Something inside us, maybe coded in our DNA, emphasizes the empathy that we feel deeply when, for instance, thousands die or are left struggling in the aftermath of an earthquake like the one that hit Nepal recently. We respond viscerally to the suffering of others, and we incline toward compassion, toward actions that relieve suffering or behavior that avoids causing pain. This, I think, is within us. But we also have within us the tendency to seek our own comfort and self-interest, even at the expense of another. It's as if we have little angels and devils perched on each of our shoulders, constantly whispering to us different instructions. This may conjure up memories you have of cartoons in the past with the devil and the angel figure balanced on our shoulders, well, balanced on the cartoon figure's shoulders, saying, do it, don't do it. Our ethical codes, the civil laws that derive from them, and our inner ethics, our consciences, are like the angels whispering and trying to steer us toward the good. One approach to ethics is a legalistic one, following the codes strictly and literally. Right is obeying the codes, wrong is simply not doing so. There is no flexibility in this approach, no taking account of different circumstances. There's a movie about this. It's called Heavens Above, and in that movie, Peter Sellers plays a man who follows this type of legalistic approach. He plays the Reverend John Smallwood, a vicar in an English village. The village thrives because of a wealthy family who manufactures a wondrous pill. It's a sedative, a laxative, and a pepper upper combined. Quite a wonder. And the pill is in high demand. Well, the vicar convinces the wealthy lady of the pillmaker family to do as the New Testament says and sell everything and give all she has to the poor. So she does. And she freely distributes food throughout the town, which immediately puts the grocer, the butcher, and the baker out of business. The Reverend Smallwood then preaches to the townspeople that the Holy Trinity is more effective than the pill. So sales of the pill go down, unemployment goes up, and crime becomes rampant. The minister who tries to follow Christian ideals strictly is what Mark Twain called a good man in the worst sense of the word. Often the principles that we try to follow and the values that we uphold come into conflict with one another. The German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was killed by the Nazis after participating in a scheme to kill Hitler, asserted that the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," is not to be taken lightly. But he felt that in such an extreme situation, killing for a higher cause was justified. I'm sure most of us have thought of a situation like this. If you had a gun and a clear shot at Hitler during his reign of terror, and if you knew that killing him at that moment could save millions of lives, what would you do? When I sat on the board of the Northern California American Civil Liberties Union some years back, I found that the most interesting and perplexing cases we debated about taking on were those which involved a conflict in values. In this case, the values built into our Bill of Rights. One very heated debate I remember involved the right of free speech versus the guarantee of equal protection under the law. The issue was campus speech that singles out a group for verbal harassment, a practice which can lead to hate crimes. When does free speech cross over into this kind of verbal harassment that should be stopped? And people on the board, We landed in different places on that continuum. Another was the question of televising death row executions, in which freedom of the press came into conflict with the value of privacy. The famous Presbyterian minister and peace activist William Sloan Coffin once said of us Unitarian Universalists that we are thin on theology, but thick on ethics. It's true that we aren't known in the outside world much for our theology, but we are known out there by those who know of us at all as being people who focus on deeds, not creeds, in our religious life. Most of us, most of the time, try to act ethically according to our own lights. But the ethical codes we have internalized are not really so different from those of other folks. In the Building Your Own Theology curriculum, which I know this congregation has had over the years and which I have offered over the years as an adult ed experience, one assignment, some of you may remember if you've taken it, is to write your own ethical Ten Commandments. To help participants in the class articulate the values that they cherish. And I've done this class so many times now, and I find that in class after class, I'm struck with how many of the commandments participants, the ones they come up with themselves as part of their own ethical code, resonate with each other and resonate with some of the original Ten Commandments, although they often use more modern language. There is an old joke about us Unitarian Universalists which says that we are so non-authoritarian that we don't call the Judaic code the Ten Commandments. For us, it's the Ten Suggestions. Actually, I would like to believe that our ethical stance is more firmly planted than that. Some time ago, I decided to try my own hand at articulating a code of ethical behavior. I would like to share mine in a moment. But first, I would like to invite you to think of one or two of your own ethical commandments, just off the top of your head. Now, I had time to think about mine, and the class participants in Building Your Own Theology get a week to think about theirs, but this is just what will come to you in these moments today. And that's what the white piece of paper is all about that's in your order of service. I invite you for just the next few moments to think about one or two ethical commandments that you try to live by. And after you have thought about and written those down, and we have some pens, the ushers will give you pens and pencils if you need implements to write with. As you think about them, write them down. If you would like them shared this very day, I will read them as the benediction today. So just drop them in the offering plate and we will fish them out, along with your generous contribution, of course. So take a few moments to think about this. You better sit for this benediction. I will not be able to read all these. You're very prolific. But I will read a few, and then I will distribute them on the table. You could take a look at them during refreshment and coffee time. Do not steal or cheat. Treat all species with respect. Try to do a good deed daily. For example, protect our planet. Treat self and others kindly. Always try to be helpful to self and others. Try to understand the perspective of others. How would I walk in their shoes? Nothing lasts forever, but things tend to happen again and again. Take things with a grain of salt and don't get carried away. Do as little harm as possible. Help others when they need help. Give smiles and hugs freely. Smile and warmly greet each one you meet. so they know you acknowledge their existence and worth. Always forgive your enemies, but never forget their names, JFK. When in doubt, wipe them out, George W. Okay. Try to get it right. Don't lie to yourself. Treat everything with equal respect and love. Be unkind to no one. Strive to support a more just society. Be a good guy. Do good works. Make others feel worthy. Be sincere. Golden rule. Do no harm. Defend the weak. And I will end with that one and put the others out for you to peruse.